Intro. Welcome. In this lesson, I'll show you how to arrange old school DNB swing in Ableton Live 12 for jungle, old school DNB vibes. We'll take a classic break, slice it, create authentic swan micro timing with the groove pool and clip edits, and arrange those pieces into 16 to 64 bar sections that feel properly jungle. The focus is practical Ableton Live 12 workflows using stock tools, so you can reproduce these techniques in your own tracks. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a playable 16-bar old-school jungle loop built from an edited break. A short arrangement showing intro, build, drop, and breakdown using swung edits and fills. Several editable variations, rolls, ghost note patterns, and halftime sections, ready to drop into a full track. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep the break. Start by importing your chosen break. Amen, think, whatever you prefer, onto an audio track. Double-click the clip and enable warp. Set warp mode to beats to preserve transients. Because we're working with percussive material, place a warp marker on the very first transient, right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here so the clip aligns to the project grid. Set the project BPM in the DNB range, around 160 to 175. Classic jungle often sits 160 to 170. Trim any long tails or silence with the clip start and end markers. And when you're happy, consolidate the edited region with Command or Control J. Slice to MIDI and create a drum rack. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, choose Slice by Transients and set the slice size to 1/16. If you want larger chunks, pick 1/8. Choose Slice to Drum Rack so each transient lands on a drum rack pad. Rename the obvious pads: Kick, Snare, Hat, Ghost, to keep things tidy. Create the core swing groove. Open the groove pool from the View menu. In the browser, look under Clips, right arrow Grooves, and drag a swing style groove, ideally a 16th swing preset, into the groove pool. Set timing somewhere between 18 and 40% for an old school feel. Start around 25%. Add a little random, 3 to 10%, to humanize, and tweak velocity 2 to 8% to taste. Apply the groove to your drum rack clip by selecting the clip and choosing the groove from the clip's groove dropdown. You can press commit to bake it into the MIDI if you want a permanent change, or leave it uncommitted to keep it editable. For harsher sounding fills, duplicate the drum clip and bump the timing value up to 35-45% on the duplicate. Fine-tune micro timing with clip envelopes and warping to get authentic shuffle. Nudge problematic hits slightly later. A classic move is pulling the third, 16th of a group back by 10 to 30 milliseconds. You can edit MIDI notes directly in the drum rack MIDI clip, or open the original slice audio clips and adjust their start positions, or use start time envelopes to shift individual hits by a few milliseconds. If you need broader groove changes, use warp markers on the original break to drag whole groups of transients forward or back and lock that pocket to your bassline. Build variation layers, ghosts, rolls, hats. Create a second MIDI track with the same drum rack and program ghost hits, low velocity snares, and shuffled hats that sit slightly ahead or behind the main snare. For Amen style rolls, program 1/32 and 1/64 note rolls on secondary pads, and place them sparingly, like in the last two bars of an 8-bar phrase. For live-style glitch rolls, use beat repeat on a return track or on specific chains. Set interval to 1/16 or 1/32, grid to 1/64, and keep the repeat chance low for controlled textures. Bass and kick relationship. Arrangement perspective. Keep the sub and bass often quantized to a straight grid, while the drums swing. That contrast is classic jungle. Swung drums against a locked subline. If the bass clashes with swung hits, automate a short high pass on the bass or use sidechain compression with a fast knee to duck the bass around snare transients. Arrange old school DNB swing into sections. Work in 8-bar cells that combine into 32 or 64 bar structures. A simple phrasing could look like this: intro, 8 to 16 bars, filtered break loop with light swing and a gradual low pass open, build, 8 bars, add ghost notes and hats, and switch to a duplicated clip with a higher groove amount for tension. Drop/main, 16 to 32 bars, full drums, swung amen variations, bass in, percussive effects, breakdown, 8 to 16 bars, halftime or sparse swung percussion, reverb-drenched snares, reversed slices. Duplicate your core 8-bar loop and vary groove settings, velocity, or rolls to maintain interest. Place major fills on bars 7 and 8 of an 8-bar phrase, classic jungle timing, and automate send dry slash wet on reverb or delay returns instead of dumping big tails directly on the drum tracks. Commit and resample when you're happy with the swung pattern and its variations. Consolidate and resample the drum rack to automo. Freeze and flatten or record the output so you can further warp, reverse and reach up, without extra CPU load and without losing timing. Keep the original MIDI and racks saved in a muted group so you can return to tweak groove or velocities. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overquantize, that kills natural swing. Avoid setting the groove timing too high, anything above about 45% usually sounds exaggerated. Use beats or transient-friendly warp modes so transients don't smear. Watch bass and low-end phase. If the bass clashes with swung snares, use micro-timing fixes or sidechain. And finally, don't overprocess the whole drum bus with heavy compression or saturation that flattens dynamics and erases the swing. Pro tips: extract a groove directly from an authentic break by dragging the warped clip into the groove pool and saving it. That gives you timing and velocity that match the original pocket. Use small track delays in milliseconds to push or pull entire percussion groups. Layer tight transient samples under snares with simpler for extra snap. Automate groove swaps across the arrangement for energy changes without rewriting MIDI. And save your favorite swung drum rack as an instrument rack with macros for quick recall. Mini practice exercise: 30 to 45 minutes, load a classic break and warp it at 168 BPM in beats mode. Slice a new MIDI track by transients at 1/16. Create an 8-bar MIDI loop that puts snare on 2 and 4 but uses ghost snares and shuffled hats. Add a groove with timing at 28% and random at 5%. Duplicate to 16 bars. Add a 1-bar amen roll of 1/64 notes on bars 15-16, and route beat repeat to a return send for texture. Resample the 16-bar loop and save it. Compare pre- and post-resample to hear how the swing holds up. Recap: you now know how to arrange old-school DNB swing in Ableton Live 12 for jungle vibes. Prepare and warp breaks correctly. Slice to drum rack. Use the groove pool for authentic swing. Tighten micro timing with clip edits and nudges. Build 8, 16 and 32 bar sections with swung fills and rolls. Manage bass interaction and commit variations by resampling. Closing: remember, the engine of old school jungle is small, repeated imperfections, subtle timing and velocity tweaks repeated across a phrase. Start simple. Extract or set a groove you like, and build your arrangement from 8-bar cells. Save your presets and iterative versions, and have fun.